general assessment is that we found the referendum process to be marked by an overwhelming turnout of enthusiastic voters. While several steps remain to be completed before the final results are announced, the referendum process to date is broadly consistent with international standards for democratic elections.
Let's look first at what went right during the referendum. What were the highlights in your view?
Sure. The voting started in a very timely manner on January 9th. The polling officials were very enthusiastic and diligent about fulfilling their duties and tasks. The voters turned out, as I said, in overwhelming numbers and were very patient with the long queues in southern Sudan during the initial days of voting. Everything went in a very smooth and peaceful manner. And we're very happy to see the successful completion of the balloting period of the referendum.
What problems did you observe, if any?
Well, there were some limited problems during the balloting, which I would like to underscore did not, in our opinion, undermine the credibility or the legitimacy of the referendum process. But they do deserve to be noted for future electoral processes in Sudan. The consideration committees that were created with the intention of allowing voters a possibility for an effective remedy of complaints were not always present in polling stations, and the eligibility criteria were unevenly applied and may have excluded the participation of some southern Sudanese in northern Sudan. In our recent statement, we also noted the absence of a large-scale voter education campaign, and we were disappointed by the lack of education campaign during the campaign period, which we feel impacted the voters' ability to make a more informed decision about their choice between unity or secession.
Now, the Carter Center says there are a number of challenges that have to be overcome and is calling on both the North and Southern Sudan to take urgent action to address them. Would you outline what these challenges are?
The main challenges are addressing many of the post-referendum issues and negotiations between the CPA partners. There remains the outstanding issue of citizenship and the status of Southern Sudanese in the North and Northerners in South Sudan, which we would urgently urge both of the partners to address so that they clear up the uncertainty surrounding their status in the post-referendum period. We would also urge the partners to address the negotiations in Abyei and find a solution to the deadlock in Abyei, as well as to seek a resolution to the conflict in Darfur.
Is the Carter Center confident that with the referendum finally completed, that there will be peace between North and South?
There are a few remaining steps in the referendum process. As you know, the final results have not yet been tabulated and released, but we certainly are hopeful for peace between the North and South Sudan, and encourage both partners in the comprehensive peace process to address their bilateral issues and hopefully have a very positive working relationship between the two entities moving forward.